The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han what? Show.
Dave. We're doing another the episode? Dame and Han Show. That's right. Wow. I'm totally not expecting this.
It's come to a surprise to all of us.
Here we are, episode 25.
Well, you're over there and I'm over here.
That is a quarter of a dozen. No, of a century of episodes.
Yep.
A centilia? What do you call a C-note?
A C-note, yeah.
A honey?
Don't be too technical on us.
Quarter of a honey here.
Quarter of a honey.
Wow.
Dave.
Han. We switched up our names. Do we used to do our own names?
I don't remember.
No, we used to do our own. I would never say Han.
Thanks.
At least in like.
And welcome to our 25th episode.
In respectable company. What?
Have we started?
No. Yes, we've started.
Oh, well.
We're not going to question what's going on.
Are we going right into reader mail?
Or insult? Is that what you're saying? Yeah, we're going to. Let's start with reader mail.
We're excited because we got our first official reader mail. I think we've gotten other missives, but
our first since we requested viewer mail.
And again, you can reach us at Dave at the Dave and Han Show and Han spelled H-W-A-N at the Dave and Han Show.
Should we spend one episode just saying how we spell Han?
Like
just
yeah, that's
because normally you'd think it would be H-O-N. Oh great! Thanks
or
a lot.
H A W N.
Motorcycle dude. Do we do a time to hate about motorcycles?
we've hated street noise. I think pretty much every episode.
Okay, here we go. Do we read the whole thing?
No. Don't. Okay. Well. Okay.
No, we're gonna read it. We read our mail.
Well, sometimes the person doesn't want a whole.
We won't identify them.
Just give the gist of what they're saying.
So we have our first ever listener email.
Yes.
From an unnamed source. And first they praise the podcast, saying that they love it to death. What's the opposite of paraphrasing? Does paraphrasing mean when you take something and then change it a bit?
I think it means you make two phrases out of one phrase.
Stop it. Like, I'm exaggerating the claim. I'm not saying exactly what it said. That's not paraphrasing. Paraphrasing is literally.
No. Also, first of all, you know that literally also means not literally as well now.
Well, we'll put that aside for now.
Maybe that should be my time to hate.
maybe. What do you. Like, this person, who I won't say what their female sex is. Like the podcast, but I already forgot what I said, but I exaggerated how much this person liked the podcast. That's not paraphrasing.
How is it that it takes this long just to get through the email?
Here we go. Literally now in the email, these are the exact words.
No, don't read it exactly.
No, I'm going to. What do you mean?
Why would people...
When you do viewer mail or listener mail, you read it out.
Okay.
But anyways, later, after the praise, the real praise... Here is
less
a suggestion.
Dave. Less Dave.
What?
Less Dave.
Should you? Maybe you should read it, because I'm really bad at English and stuff. Okay, here is a suggestion. And I quote. Bookie look is pretty great. We knew that, right? Not really. That was a shock to us. Most of the segments are pretty good. I think the ones I've come up with, this person means... But listen to this. Here comes the criticism, which we appreciate.
Constructive.
Welcome.
I welcome it because I feel like.
Hold on, let me speak. Here is the email. But regularly saying that your show is boring and uninteresting takes away from the show. Instead of using 5 minutes to criticize your work, you could be chatting about your usual entertaining fare.
Okay, that's good enough. Oh, we got the gist. That's it.
Good luck with your show.
Yes, thank you. Thank you,
Hold
reader.
On. N. And, hyphen N. It was signed. We're not giving away anything.
Like, I don't have any scientific numbers or statistics to back this up. It could be Nick Wolanda. But I do feel like David is the one who is constantly going on about how the show is the worst show ever. And I feel like it's you that it's every show you're criticizing. Well, and I just go blithely along.
I do. And that's my little joke. It's a running joke. It's partially true, but a running joke. This will be the last time we talk about this or do the things that this thing is addressing, okay?
Is it?
Yes. We do our running gag. This is probably what she's addressing.
No, but you do often
we do
say,
our running gag of should we start the show over.
The last few shows we have been saying, is this the worst show over? It definitely is the worst
yes.
show over.
No, everything she says is correct. I appreciate her comment, and we are moving forward.
Are we?
Going, well, I plan to.
Okay.
Take that to heart and improve by not doing the criticisms.
Thank you, reader.
But I guess it's like, as you said, me making fun of the show and insulting it. And we've had a running joke about should we start over again, which we've probably said multiple times. And I totally understand how, to just a regular listener, it's like, okay, we get ya, ha, ha, whatever. They're sick of that, like, stupid, dumb joke. So I'm going to make an effort. You're right. I'm going to make an effort on all these claims I'm saying to not do it and just do our segments, do our fun, if we have that. But I won't even say that because we do have it, because that we're not going to question and insult our own show anymore.
Just.
But I can say that Han sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Both. What? okay, so there we go. That was Listener Mail.
Listener Mail. I like that name.
And one more time. Just send an email to Dave.
I guess reader mail doesn't make sense.
At daveandhonshow.com or Juan, H-W-A-N, at daveandhonshow.com / do not put anything after the actual email address.
Why did you say /?
Did you hear a ring?
Why did you say /?
I made a joke. Like, it was a URL, but it was an email address.
That's not a...
You're right. That was not a joke. That was a thing I just did. Han, are you psychic?
You know, it depends on the day and the
what
moon.
What symbol am I holding up
circle.
Here? You're wrong. I'm holding a square.
Close.
Of the five Zener cards.
It was a closed surface. A closed shape.
Okay.
Okay, of the five, we're going to play a little game we call Psychic Challenge, where we try to guess.
This is our first time doing it, to see if we're psychic.
Zener ESP cards I have here in my hand. I'm going to shuffle. Draw one and get Dave to guess, and if he gets three correctly, then
I want you to look
at
it because I'm going to look into your brain and tell you what it is.
But yeah, my brain has millions of neurons and synapses, billions.
We're almost out of time. Can you? That is a star.
It's a circle. another closed shape.
You know what? It's almost as if we are not psychic, and there is no psychic.
There's no such thing as psychic abilities. Mm. Well,
wait, is that derogatory when I go? No, not really. No,
no,
that's not.
No,
let's not call a spade a spade.
Dave, do you have a new word or phrase for our listeners?
If you listened to me earlier when we were preparing for this podcast, you would know that I do not have a new word phrase. I was relying on your new word phrase.
Oh, sorry. Well, then. My new word or phrase is dumb, and it is called cake block. It's the term cake block.
I think you've done a block, something block before, but...
Have I?
It's totally fine if you have. No one's
I hope not.
Okay, but cake block. That means when you are not allowing anyone to have dessert...
Yes. You take a dessert or a sweet that was left in the fridge for someone else. Or by someone else, I guess, for someone else.
Like, generally at work?
It could be anywhere. It could be
what were
with
you thinking,
your partner.
Like,
I was thinking, like, if I had a piece of pie, and I ate half of the pie, and I put the other half in the fridge, thinking, I'll have that later. And then I'll
at home?
Get it. Yeah, at home. And then okay. I find out my partner's eaten the other half.
your partner.
Yeah.
So it's when your partner ruins your food dreams.
They cake block me.
Now, is it only for desserts, or?
Well, I like to think if it's a dessert or a sweet.
Yeah, it's generally in the dessert.
It's like a little treat that you want, you're looking forward to. That's not, it's not like an, you know, like a steak or something, or a pizza slice.
Pizza slice, though, there should be a word for that too.
Unless it's a pizza pie, which is a kind of dessert.
I think all pizzas are kind of pies. No, what would you? So, is it? What would you say if the same thing happened, but it was like the last slice of pizza that you had? You were.
I wouldn't call it cake block, then. Okay. It's something else.
Because you really want it, so it's like a cake, right, to you?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily literally cake or tastes like cake.
Yes.
Cake blocked. Yeah. Did you Google it to see if that existed?
I did not. I'm pretty sure... Well,
only
time
will tell.
Yes, indeed.
So far, GarageBand is looking like it's behaving.
Good.
Although somehow we already have a 25%... power used.
David.
Okay, let's just get to it. Let's do our Fakey Fives. Everyone's waiting for it. They're like, five. God, finally. Remember they start with that, and now we have to wait.
Yes. So Fakey Five is wherein we'll read out five items, and five usually related, well, they're related items.
Oh, God.
About some topic, and then one of...
You've had a few drinks, right? And you've got a full drink there. You might as well... A little sippy on that.
Four are real and one is made up or otherwise tweaked in some way to be totally false.
Okay. Totally false. Not
yeah,
just
totally false.
False.
That's just false. More than a magnitude false.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
You want to go first.
Mine's really boring. I think last time I did Egypt. This time I'm doing Syria.
I thought you did Syria last time.
No.
Wow.
Last time was Egypt.
I totally remember
Alexandria,
it as Syria.
Cairo, remember?
Wow. Who could tell?
Okay, this time Syria's all up in the news with the... There's a historic moment. The U.S. of A. are thinking about doing strategic military strikes into Syria to punish the government there for using chemical weapons. And I think that's actually been ratified, or at least it's been presented and possibly...
You just reminded me of a time to hate.
Have I?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope it's the
Maybe
United States
when
government.
When I do it, it's related.
Okay.
So, but you're actually the brunt of it, but...
I'm the brunt.
Okay. Go on, yes.
Is this... Okay, I don't want to cake block you, so just...
What? Oh my God, look what I had.
What is that?
I just found,
a
for those of you
folks
who cannot see this video, because there is none, I just found a an iPhone lightning cable.
What does that mean? What's
this
iPhone
is for the
lightning
iPhone
cable?
5.
And what's that lightning cable?
The power cord for the iPhone 5.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Coincidentally, earlier today, moments before, you were saying, do you have a power cord for my phone? And I thought it was the iPhone 5, so I said, no, unfortunately not. And look at that, I did. It was hidden under this couch pillow. I sold my iPhone 5 months ago, and I thought I gave them all my lightning cables.
But you kept it.
But I had one extra one without even knowing. Now, I've totally derailed the Fakey
5. That's okay.
But it was not intentionally. I'm not...
This is about Syria and iPhones.
Okay,
so
yeah. Let's get Syria right now. Sorry, let's get
Why
serious.
Why so Syria?
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
If Syria, like, if we attack and there's a world war and everyone's dying...
Well, I don't know
when
about Canada attacking.
When we listen to this, we're going to feel so bad about the Syria jokes we just made, but go on. Why so Syria?
I already feel bad about the jokes regardless of whether we attack. And I don't know that Canada's attacking.
No, Canada's not attacking. Anyways, let's do it. So these are facts about Syria, or...
Trivia facts.
Or knowledge.
Some of them are geography based.
Okay.
I think a lot of them are... Actually, almost all of these are geography based. Number one, the capital of Syria is Amman.
Actual man
yeah,
is the capital,
it's a guy.
Not a city?
No, it's a A-M-M-A-N.
Okay, yeah.
Amman. Number two...
Hold on. Now, just last time, you said the capital of Egypt is Cairo, and I said that was a fiction. Night?
Yeah, and it was the fact.
So, you did the same one this time, which makes me wonder, are you now going to make that the fiction?
Well, why don't you hear the other ones? Yeah, because they're also...
I'm just telling you what my thought process already is.
Wow.
Go on.
Number two, it borders Lebanon and the Mediterranean Sea to the west, Turkey to the north, Iraq to the east, Jordan to the south, and Israel to the southwest.
Israel to the southwest?
Yeah. Southwest.
Hold on.
Remember, never eat shredded wheat?
Because just last week, I looked it up on a map.
You ate some shredded wheat?
No. I looked it up on a map because we were wondering at work where Syria, like what that whole region was.
Yeah.
And
what that whole area of the world.
Turkey to the north, I got that.
Iraq to the east. Jordan to the south.
Jordan to the south for sure. Jordan 100% is in the south.
And Israel to the southwest.
That's the one that... to me, Israel was the northeast, no, northwest. That's the weird one. But Turkey is way north... okay, no, hold on. Turkey is way north of Israel, or at least north of Israel. So it makes sense then that it would be like... I'm holding up a visual representation. What you said is... I want to describe this correctly as
almost
a bit
correct.
Tipsy. No, what you said makes sense in itself. It just doesn't quite jive with my memory from last week. Go on. Okay.
Number three, it has both a president and a prime minister.
That's retarded. Go on.
Number four. Okay, so it has a mostly Muslim population. 60% are Sunni. 30% are Shia, and 10%...
Shiite?
Shiite? I don't know if it's Shiite, but... and then 10% are Christian.
Okay, I don't think you would make up one that you don't know part of it. Okay, go on.
I'm
just counting four.
Four
has been removed.
Number five, it's...
this fakey four again. Hold on. I remember the last time I did fakey four, because I officially eliminated one. That was the one. One.
And number five, it's the land area of Syria is about 186,000 square kilometers, which is about the size of Washington State.
That's it?
Yeah.
Now, I also saw visually how big Syria is. Now, I'm just thinking now, if you relate it to the U.S., Washington State...
I'll give you another hint. It's a little bit less than half of Ontario, the size of Ontario.
Is that a hint or a confusion item? Okay, whatever. I'm just counting that because you freaked me out. So what are the first three? Okay, the capital, Amman, the number of Jews. No, what was
bordering
it?
Lebanon.
The regional. I'm just counting that. What are you going to do? Like, say it's like...
Well, I could totally flip it around, I
it's
guess.
Not totally... no, some of those are right. Okay. It's, what's one and three? Okay,
capital. Third is president and a prime minister.
Okay, so it's... to me now, it's fakey two. The capital or the president or prime minister? Amman. Okay, I'm saying the president prime minister is the fake.
It's the capital was fake.
You idiot! Why would you do that to me?
The capital is Damascus.
I knew there was a Damascus. Wow.
That's where all the stuff's happening.
How could
man?
You take last week's failure and make it this week's?
You even looked up Syria on a map, man.
It doesn't show the capital on a map.
It's all in the news.
Well, at least I could narrow down to two.
But yeah, I was surprised that they had a president and a prime minister.
I successfully narrowed down to two.
Yeah, you did very well.
So I didn't do very well. I did well. I did okay. I got somewhere.
You got E for effort.
E for effort. Okay, my fakey five.
Amman is actually the capital of Jordan.
Really? It's not even in Syria?
No.
Oh, man, if I just knew that, I would have won.
I know. That was a dangerous wager on my part.
Where do you see my dangerous wager? I'm so scared. I'm hoping, like, somehow some explosion happens and we don't continue. Okay, my fakey five is... the funniest Major League Baseball. We were watching baseball earlier.
Yes.
Major League Baseball player names in history. These are official players.
Okay,
of the
I know some
Major
of them.
League Baseball. Oh my God.
Wade Boggs. That's hilarious.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Number one, Rusty Cunts.
Yes, that's real.
Number two, Johnny Dickshot. Number three, beer.
Just beer?
B-E-E-R. Number four, Dick Pole.
Like first and last.
Yes. These are all spelled... Cunts is K-U-N-T-Z, but you know that one apparently. And number five is Fletch Felcher. You got your Rusty Cunts, your Johnny Dickshot, your beer, Dick Pole, and Fletch Felcher.
I feel like Fletch Felcher is real. I don't think you would have made that up. Trying to read your facial sides. Number two was
Did you really, 100% know Rusty Cunts is real?
Yeah, I knew Rusty Cunts was real.
He knew some Rusty...
I'm familiar with Rusty Cunts. That's what you're saying.
That's kind of the joke I wanted to say, but I couldn't. I mean, I wasn't able to due to physical and mental blockades.
Okay, what was number two again? Dick Blockster?
Johnny Dickshot.
Oh, God. Beer's the wild card. First of all,
who... It always is, eh?
Oh, God. Would you make up something like beer as a name for someone?
This is all a mind game, eh?
Yeah. Okay, what's the fourth? Johnny Dickshot.
Johnny Dickshot, beer, Dick Pole, Fletch Felcher.
Dick Pole.
He might have been Polish.
I'm going to say Johnny Dickshot is a fake.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
The one I made up was the one you said I could not make up. Fletch Felcher!
Oh
my God, this is the best day of my life!
Wow, Johnny Dickshot?
Yes. If you just Google... I just Googled funniest baseball player names and you'll get the whatever.
That's awful.
And there was there's 25 of them, so there was a whole bunch of other ones that were pretty funny. I just can't believe you knew Rusty Cunts.
That's a popular one.
Did you ever watch him play?
I.
Oh, some of these are from 1910 too, which is maybe
over
Dick,
a long enough time.
Dick wasn't a offensive.
Beer?
I think it was a beer. Was just a some. I forgot something foreign, from another country. That just his name is.
But the only one name.
Yes, that was just his official one name.
That's gonna be my new time to hate. Okay, David, would you rather?
Hold on, I can't edit this. It's an email.
Okay.
Because the time to hate that I said I came up with earlier while you were speaking, I remember it now. Would I rather what?
Would you rather A?
Now we're doing letters.
One.
This is the first time you've said that. A. Just say it.
Would you rather, case one, have a drug that improved...
A, letter, and case one.
Have a drug that improved your mood, so you felt happier and you're like, yeah, things are going pretty well.
Okay, sounds good.
But weakened your memory.
Oh, why is there always... There's always a catch, a dangerous catch.
So, your memory is worse than it is now. Or B.
Okay, my memory is already so bad that I'm going with B. Could be
B is a drug that improves your memory, but worsens your mood, your overall mood, so you feel more lousy than you do normally.
Is there a C where it improves my memory and improves my mood?
I forget. I'm taking the drug now.
Okay, hold on. So, I guess you do A because. A is the answer, okay?
I'm picking it?
A, yes. I would rather A because...
But you would know that you're forgetting things.
No, but it wouldn't bother me. It's a point.
No,
because I'm so happy.
No. It's not delirium.
No, you're not
the delirium about things.
No.
You know that you're forgetting things.
But I'm happy. It just proves it's not bothering me. It's not affecting me in a negative way.
No, okay.
Too much.
It improves your mood, but it doesn't make you super happy all the time. You know, it's
so I could be
you can still
really
get upset about
instead
things.
Of incredibly upset.
No, whatever your mood is now, whether it's upset or normal, I'm making scare quotes. Whatever, it improves your mood overall.
Okay,
but it also worsens your memory.
Okay, so in the second one,
it's the opposite.
Can I set my mood before I take the pill?
What? No, it's just a general effect.
I just...
You prefer the first one.
Yeah, because I know if it's improved my mood, I cannot be the worst mood as a result.
Well, I guess it's the question is, like, does it... How much does it, forgetting more things bother you? Like, for some people, maybe, if you're in a job that requires you to remember people's names, you'd be like, oh, gosh, I can't work here anymore because I'm forgetting things all the time.
Why are you talking me out of my Vicky 5?
Well...
What? Vicky 5 of my...
Would you rather?
See, maybe I need the pill, the second pill right now, or... No, I was looking, because suddenly there was no chart on you.
Chart on you.
Should I go home? I'm just sticking with number one. I'm picking one. You going to yell at me now or something?
No, I won't. I feel like that's what I would do too, but then...
Okay, I'm changing my answer then.
Now, here's the funny thing, now that I'm saying this, is that there is a drug that you can do to take those. Do that.
And it's called Tylenol.
No, it's that drug that people take. Oxycontin? No. What's it called? The one that people
Speed?
Take? Speed? It has a Z or X in it. Like
Xanax?
Like, maybe. I don't know. It's one of those movement improvement drugs.
Maybe you
drugs.
Do a little research on this before.
I did.
So it improves your mood, but makes you forgetful.
It has other side effects. Yeah.
Possible side effects or guaranteed side effects? Because you're implying it's guaranteed in your...
It's guaranteed.
Han.
Yes, David.
Would you rather, after you die...
After I die, okay.
Be reincarnated as a goose or a dog?
Interesting. What kind of goose is this?
Canada goose.
So I feel like it'd be...
Not the goose that's like for sure going to be a Christmas dinner.
Yeah. It seems like it would make sense to be a dog, because at least I could... I feel like because the dogs are more intelligent, seemingly intelligent, I could at least enjoy that aspect. But
now
then
note
if I'm
that
like...
A goose can fly.
A goose can fly.
And its life expectancy is 17 years versus... The average life expectancy is 17 years versus 12 and a half for a dog.
Right. But also a dog, you know, he... They also have to get neutered.
You could be a female dog. You can be a bitch. I can say that, right?
Now, here's the thing. It's like, as a dog or a goose, am I...
President? No.
Am I, like, no, conscious? Am I, like...
No.
Can I make... Decisions
you're
like a
just
human
that
level.
Animal.
So I'm witnessing it? Like, I'm just watching stuff happen? Or this is for me, is my, like, consciousness that I have now,
no.
Am I in that beast?
No, you're not.
So it really doesn't matter what I choose.
Okay.
Because it doesn't affect me.
Well, it'll affect you.
How?
How?
Yeah. Do I get to experience what's happening?
You won't necessarily be, you won't be aware of it the way you are as a human.
I don't know if I can really choose. I'll just say the dog, I guess.
Okay.
Because at least I can hang out with people.
I'm going to set it.
Okay.
This is what you will be
yeah.
after you die.
Not a chihuahua.
I'm doing confirm.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, okay.
That's it.
Did I ask for password?
No, I already entered the password. Like
what?
Four minutes ago.
Okay. I have a handy hint.
Wait. Handy hint?
What? Okay, go on.
Let me just get the dangerous wager out of the way, because I am literally freaking out.
You just want to get the danger over with.
I'm so scared of you getting it and me having to give you $1 million.
Might as well find out if that's going to happen.
I'm hoping to make millions, so it won't even really affect, like I don't know how we're going to work. We have to figure out.
Once you make millions, I get a million.
Listen, I'm going to put in my will, I'm going to add that if I have an estate, $1 million of it value goes to you if I don't already pay you the million, okay?
Well, how's...
Now, this... Actually, you know what I think?
I can only get it after you're dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying, if I don't pay you for some reason while I'm alive...
By that time, I will be too old to really enjoy it.
Well, that's... That's the dangerous part of the wager.
Okay, just say the wager now.
The wait. I already forgot what it was to say. Okay, I forgot. I had a point. I had a point. But anyways, where is it? Are you ready? Now, here's the thing. You only have 3 seconds to answer.
Oh, what? Why 3 seconds?
Are you ready?
No.
Because you might know this. And even if, I'm hoping if you do know it... Oh, I remember my point now. If you do know it, just you'll panic within 3 seconds and not even get it. Now, if I lose the dangerous wager and you win, it actually might give me a life incentive to make millions. Like, it might actually change my life. I'll suddenly, like, need to make extra millions.
To and offset.
I could become, like, a total innovative, rich
yeah,
genius.
Yeah, instead of 1 million, you'd go for 10 million.
Like,
why?
Without the dangerous wager, I'll just live my life normally, making...
Now, here's a question. On Jeopardy, how many seconds do they have to answer?
I don't know. Between 5 and 10, I'd
and
say.
And you're giving me 3.
Yes.
You're giving me less than Jeopardy,
it's not
people.
Dangerous Jeopardy. It's just regular. Okay, ready?
Okay.
How many digits are in 100 factorial?
100 factorial?
3. You have no answer. Okay, the answer was 158. What were you going
to
say?
Oh, took you have me a second to think about what that meant. I would have said 150 something.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yeah, because it's 100 times 99 times 98 times 97.
Okay, well, I'm glad I got through that.
3 seconds is not enough.
You know you had
for me
3 seconds. I don't even know why you didn't shout out a number.
No, because I had to think of it for a second.
Okay, well, thinking was not.
Yeah. Obviously, I didn't know the answer off the top of my head. That's not something people carry walking around.
But you know what? Now you've just doomed me to a life of failure because you didn't give me the incentive.
Well, you should have given me more time. I told you. On Jeopardy, they at least get 5 seconds.
Okay. Now, would you even have time to ask what is, you know, add extra words to the answer?
What is?
Give the format in a question.
What is 158?
Yes.
Does that feel dangerous when I say it?
Yes.
No.
Okay. You have a helpful hint.
Hans Handy Hints.
Hold on. Do you have a Hans Swan song?
They're kind of lame.
Okay, no, whatever. I just wonder if you have one. Because I love the name of that. Why you... Okay, go helpful hint.
Let's do the helpful hint.
No, okay.
Handy
I
hint.
Was just asking if you had one, that's all.
No, let's say no.
Okay. Han Hong, what is your handy hint?
My handy hint is to use an electric toothbrush. If you, like me, are concerned about your quality of your dental work, that is your teeth in the mouth. For a long time, I've been using just a regular toothbrush. And just recently, my dentist gave me a electric toothbrush.
Like, gave you for free?
Gave me for free. Because I'm a loyal customer.
What brand is it?
Oral-B.
Oral-C?
What are the oral letters?
Okay. Like, is it...
It's okay,
do you know
so,
the retail value of it? I'm just curious.
No, I didn't look it up. I'm assuming it... It can't be more than $50.
Is there a
$50.
Light on it?
No.
Oh, okay. That's really cheap.
It's, all it is like, yeah, it's probably a really cheap one. It takes 2 AA's.
Oh, it doesn't even have a base. I see. It's not rechargeable.
It's not rechargeable.
Oh, so it's like, those are $8.
Okay, so there you go.
Huge disappointment.
I'm just saying, even this $8 toothbrush, my teeth are like many, many, many times cleaner than they ever were. Brushing my teeth is fun because it has a little beep that tells me how long to brush
my
teeth.
Boop, boop. Boop.
Well, it just buzzes, but
oh.
And
hold
head,
on, a beep, a buzz. I don't know what to believe anymore.
It does both.
Does it?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
It just does a buzz.
Well, that's
the buzz
one of them.
Is like
that's not both.
Okay, it's a buzz.
Okay. Can you please simulate the buzz? Go. Oh, I see. It's a motor based buzz.
Yeah. There's no actual separate.
It's a vibrate.
Yeah, it's a special vibrate.
You bought a personal vibrator.
Mouth is, vibrator.
That is a...
it's an
oral
vibrator.
That is a narrow cylinder shaft and used internally on
it
your
takes
body.
Takes 2 AA batteries. And I advise everyone to get one because...
And you wash it after use.
You have to.
And you apply a lubricant paste... onto it before you insert it
lubricant.
Into a hole of your body. and shake vigorously? Would that be
no? It does the vibrating.
No, but you also do vigorous.
No, I don't. I just like move it over. The
you move it
tips
in and around.
Teeth.
You try to get it in deep.
I just want to cover all the surface area of my teeth.
And at the end, your body shoots out a liquid.
You mean I spit out the...
Okay, anyways. So look, this is going good. So we're not having that problem.
Okay.
We're 35
anyway,
minutes.
Anyway, I'm just saying, electric toothbrush, your teeth are much cleaner. Feel cleaner. Every time I do it, if I do it correctly, I can sometimes tell if I miss a spot afterwards, but those places where I did it correctly, it feels like I just came from the dentist, and it's so much a better experience.
If you weren't hideous, I would kiss you right now to see if this is really working.
What were you going to say about electric toothbrushes? Are you familiar with the electric toothbrush
experience?
I have
an electric toothbrush.
Okay, how long have
like,
you been using it?
Not the cheap token one, like the real one that's like...
Well, I'm saying
it has
the cheap
a base,
token
a
one,
chargeable...
Maybe the chargeable one is better, but
there's
the cheap
a small
one, the
TB
seems,
in it. What?
The cheap one is like many times better than a
yes.
just a manual toothbrush.
Yes. And I don't use it. I was into it, then I'm not, but I should be. Maybe
are you
this,
saying you don't brush your teeth at all?
No, I just use a regular handheld.
Why?
No, they're all handheld.
Manual.
I don't know. It's
non-electric.
But you know what? This podcast, I'm going to, that's it. From now on, I'm going to use the electric.
I just feel it's a superior cleaning service.
You didn't make me want to be a multimillionaire and change my life, but I'm going to use my electric toothbrush.
Improve oral care. Good.
I'm going to be better at oral service.
Good. Servicing. Anyway. That was my handy hint for you listeners at home. It's got to be more than $8. I mean, most toothbrushes now are like at least $5.
Now, what do you think about Bookie Look?
Bookie Look?
This is one of our reader voted top segments.
Reader certified?
Yes. Now, unfortunately, my Bookie Look is pretty lame. You got something going on? What are you reading? Han, what are you reading?
Well, I am reading a new book, but...
But...
I'll talk about the book I read previously,
okay.
which was...
So the beauty about Bookie Look is it could be the last book or the current book. Or even the next book, if you want to say anything about it. Or just a book.
In this case, I'm going to talk about the book...
Hold on, let's just limit it to... You, since it's called Bookie Look, you will have to have looked at the book in some way. Okay?
Like physically
so you can't talk about
it?
A theoretical book you've never had in your hand or anything. Okay.
I'm just looking up the book's name.
I'm just saying. So this, I'm declaring, Bookie Look, you physically had to have held the book and looked at it. Note: e-books apply here.
What? I didn't write it down. Okay. Well, anyway, my book is The Red Queen: Sex and Evolution.
Sorry. Say that again.
The Red Queen: Sex and Evolution of the Sexes.
Are you saying sex a few times there?
Yeah. It talks about sex.
Sex and evolution of the sexes.
Yes.
By?
Paul Ridley or something Ridley.
Come
you
on.
Look
I looked up the author. Paul
Ridley. I have an
Ridley.
iPhone. It's very slow.
Okay. So this is the book you read before the current book.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about it. Why is this your book you look? What do you got?
Well, first of all, I read it. That's why I'm talking about it.
Oh.
Is it a good... It's an interesting... Okay, for the first half of the book, it's just talking about evolution in general.
Do you learn new positions and stuff? Or
It's not about coitus proper, which is a totally different book. No, it talks about like how sex evolved. Why are there two sexes? Why
Sex as in... Hold on.
Like, mammals, yes, most mammals have two sexes, but there are a lot of other organisms and creatures on the planet, and some of them have only one sex, some of them have many sexes, some of them have, like, 20-plus sexes.
Are there a lot of pictures of genitals and stuff?
There's no pictures.
Okay.
It's not one of those kinds of books.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it says sex, it's not exactly a titillating book. It's not, like...
There's no hot descriptions or anything?
No.
Okay.
It's not...
Okay, tell me about
that's not
what
about
has
oral.
What has 20 plus sexes? Like what's a
like some spores and funguses and stuff like that.
Have you had sex with a spore or fungus ever? Ever?
Well, they were of age, so.
No. What does it mean? This is baffling to me. So, what does it mean to have?
I didn't know that such a thing existed.
Multiple, like, what is? So, what is a 20 sex thing? What does that mean? Or just more than two?
Like you could. Well, you have to like you have to define what a sex means, right? For us, it's like one. We have.
Are these sexes related to procreation?
Yeah.
So how does a 20 sexed thing? Like, how does procreation happen?
They don't have
happen?
A huge orgy. They just have different sex definitions that can mate with each other. I don't remember all the details.
But does the various matings all result in the same result?
They all result in a new organism of that.
But there's different types of new organisms based on the different configurations?
Yeah, something like that.
I guess if there's... Let's see.
That's the part I remember.
A male
I don't
and
remember
female
the specifics.
Can have sex and then either have a male or female offspring, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, in humans.
In humans, yeah.
You 100% agree with that, right? Well, no, I guess there's
yes,
hermaphrodites.
But you could have, yeah, there's okay. Other...
Or a mix. So maybe if there were three, then like an A, B, and C...
And there are creatures that have that.
Well, up to 20, I assume, right? So or even more, right? So an A and a C maybe can never make a B, but they can make an A or a C or a mix, and then...
I don't remember the rules.
But
for the...
Is that the gist of it, or no?
Well, it's very complex. It's like, it depends on the creatures, it depends on the species, it depends...
No, but in this single example of one that had, like, crazy amount, 20, do you know how that works?
I don't remember.
Tease.
I know. I wasn't planning on doing a bookie look on it. But if you want to read about
it,
it's in that book. It's in the first... The first, I guess, third of the book is all just, like, this technical stuff about fascinating, like, sexes and, like, how some creatures, like... Okay, so one thing I remember is, like, some fishes... there's this grouper...
I think
grouper,
fishies is
fishies.
The...
Fishies. It's like...
Fisheye?
There's one... It's a group of fish, and it's like a harem situation. So there's one large male
Ginky.
And a bunch of females, and obviously the male, he fertilizes the females. But when he
you
dies, the largest female becomes a male, and she's the new male.
Like the heaviest?
Just whatever largest definition is. And in that way, that's like this kind of like fill in the gap of needing a new male for this group. But there are other ways in which sex has also been determined. Like, you know, like ants and stuff, they can choose whether, you know, ants by default, when they're born or whatever, they're created out of those eggs, they are infertile or males or whatever. But the female can choose to have a male put their sperm or egg into an egg. Let's put their seed into an egg, and then that will become a new queen.
Sounds
and
like
that's how they can choose whether the sex of the things.
Sounds like
interesting.
Sounds like a lot
like
happened at Component Art.
Yeah. Why'd you have to bring my company's name into this?
Why'd you say that? Now,
no one knows who they are anyway.
You're right.
and then the next two-thirds, or I guess...
Oh my god, is this still going on?
Anyway, it's an
interesting
book. It's
Bookie Look, not Bookie Life, okay?
It's an interesting book. I have to admit, I didn't get to the end, so...
Hold on. Whoa. I have to admit I didn't get to the end means it was not interesting and interest... I have a trouble saying that word. Interestingly... It wasn't interesting enough for me to finish.
It was a really long book.
You got bored. It wasn't worth it.
I was reading it as part of a book club, and then we had the book club meeting about the book, and then I just... we had to start reading our next book, so that's what happened.
So it was a time crunch.
I could get
you
back
didn't like
into
it.
It.
Say it.
No, I enjoy it. I'm just reading something else right now. I do a lot of that.
Okay, tell me about the book club. What is this like for
this
old women and stuff?
You know what this is? This is a CFI book club.
Oh, really? How often do you meet? Once a month?
It actually works out to like once every 2 months because generally there's like something happening that prevents it from being every month.
And what's the male female breakdown? Would you say?
I guess it's like
assuming
70,
we're only
30,
dealing with two sexes here.
70-30.
Okay.
And, guys to girls.
And what's the...
The moderator's a lady.
What's the weight breakdown? A lot of fatties or...
No, it's most... The thing about it is there's a lot of older people there. And, okay. And, well, I don't want to
get
into CFI.
Have you slept with any of them?
I have to check. I'll find out later.
Lol.
No.
Anyways, okay, so there you go. The Red Queen.
Oh, so the whole thing, they call it the Red Queen because you know Alice in Wonderland, and Alice is in Wonderland, and there's a Red Queen. She's dealing with all the cards. And the Red Queen, there's this part in the book where the Red Queen is running, but she's actually going nowhere because the surroundings are actually moving, but she stays absolutely still. And Alice was noting this, and the Red Queen says, yes, I have to run very fast because this is a very fast land or whatever. Things move very quickly in this land. And so the whole idea of the Red Queen is that we've evolved sexes because we're in a constant battle with other things around us that are also fighting against to beat us. The environment is fighting also against us. So we're fighting this constant battle. Both sides are like trying to win, but no one ever does. We're both like constantly improving the, or rather upping our technologies.
So you prefer to have sex while running, is what
or evolving, I guess you could say.
Okay. I'm reading a book called Niceville by Karsten Stroud. Niceville.
He's one of the guys on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
What? Oh, no. I see
that's
what you're
saying.
That's a Karsten. Yeah. I don't know. Is it Karsten or?
Oh, Carson, maybe.
Carson.
Yes. Yes.
Way to reveal you watch that show. Niceville is a book. I guess it's under the horror genre. And there's a town called Niceville.
I thought you didn't like scary books.
You thought very wrong. Never did I ever say that. I'm
you
surprised.
You just don't like movies that are scary.
Okay, well, let's calm down. I have a thing with jump scenes. We'll get to that in another podcast. I'm a big Stephen King fan, you know. I like the old horror. Horror. I'm not saying horror. Horror. Horror.
Let's just call them fright films.
Fright. No, we're talking about books. This is booky look, not movie look.
Smallville.
So it's a weird book because there, and the reason why I started reading it because I went to the bookstore, the physical bookstore. We live in this city that has the world's biggest bookstore.
Is it though?
I don't know. It's called that. It's literally called the world's biggest bookstore. I'm assuming at one point it was, and maybe now with like e-books and physical books, like you know. There was a big U.S. book chain that I think closed down.
Borders,
yeah. So maybe it is now, again, if not always, the world's biggest bookstore.
It's a big bookstore, but I don't know if it's necessarily
the biggest. Okay, what's with the doubt, you know? Let's just take it at face value. And I walked by and I saw a really good-looking book. Like, it was big and had a neat...
So you judge a book by its cover.
I judged this book by cover, and it wasn't this book. It was the sequel to this book. So I got the first one. Anyways, it's a weird book. There's like a town where a bunch of things are happening that seem to be unrelated. Some of them are in like supernatural, and some of them are very much not in supernatural. People go missing, and then there's a super bank robbery. And, like, cops are killed. And
is the
like,
bank super or the robbery super?
What? Okay, Han.
Keep going.
Okay, no more drinking in future episodes.
Why is it a super bank robbery? Is it, like, supernatural bank robbery?
No, it's like, just because there's like, cops being killed in the getaway chase, and then the people who did the robbery are double-crossing, and, like, and one of them tried to kill the other one.
Isn't that in Batman?
Mm-hmm. Anyways, and then, like, And the supernatural part is like this one kid disappears at the beginning, and there was a security footage, and it showed like him in one frame there, and the next frame he was not there. And then a few days later, he appears in a tomb that has not been opened for 100 years, and the like the fireman had
to open it
because he was crying and calling out.
Oh,
well, that's weird, eh? Like there was no way in, but he was in it.
Was David Copperfield in the area?
Ooh.
Geraldo. It was Geraldo's fault.
And then there's a woman who disappears. It's an interesting book. I like it in that regard.
So it's totally
I'm not loving it. I'm about 45%.
So it's totally a book where magic and
stuff
exists.
I don't know. There might be a rational explanation. I don't know where this is going to go. Everything was photoshopped, yes. So it's different than almost every book. It's very different because it has all these mixed things, and so thumbs up so far. So, I will maybe update on the next podcast how it ended up.
I'm fascinated by the fact that you judged a book by its cover. Did you buy a physical version of the book?
No.
Oh, so you judged it by the cover, and then you went online.
I do that all the time. I go to the bookstore. I walk around, I see what's out, what's up, what's going on. I look for interesting covers. I read the, you know, back, and then I go to Amazon, see what the reviews are. And that's what I love doing. That's how I get a lot of books.
Would you like a Here's a question. This is kind of a derailing, but if you could go to a virtual bookstore and walk in an avatar, like a 3D game, you walk inside, and it's the world's biggest bookstore, whatever bookstore, would you use that to find books? Like, have all the virtual books on display?
Does it have the real covers?
Yeah, of course. Everything's real.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Would you use it, though?
What do you mean?
You like that. So you just like browsing through the covers.
I could see myself replacing the actual bookstore visits with a virtual version of that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. Business idea.
Business idea.
Just an idea.
52 minutes. Okay, I have a very quick time to hate.
Is it quick?
I just said that, Han.
I just want to verify that.
I think me, you, our listener, can safely say that this was not one of your best podcasts. Well, I don't want this to sound like we're bringing down the show. I'm just insulting you personally. We're doing a great show, but this is not among your personal best.
That's true.
Okay. My time to hate is unrelated to that. Actually, it is kind of related to that. I have two time to hates. The one I wrote down, and then the one thought me of earlier. And both of them are quick. Thought me of?
I thought me of, yeah.
Okay. The one that you thought me of is, you said the U.S. of A? No, you didn't say the U.S.
I said the U.S. of A.
U.S. of A, okay.
United States of America.
What I don't like is, like, cutesy... Did I say this last week? I don't like cutesy sayings when you don't say the actual thing. Like, USA, instead of U.S. of A, you say U.S. of A. Instead of the internet, you say the inner tubes. I don't like unnecessary cutesyisms that aren't required, and I don't even understand their motivation.
Really?
You're the one. I believe you're the king of intertubes and webs.
Tubes. I like to adorn language, I guess.
Okay, I hate adorning languages. Language.
Why?
I don't know why.
You understand what I'm saying, though.
Yes.
Okay, so it's not about...
I think it's just unnecessary. It could be an Asperger thing or something, but it just bothers me. Yeah.
So if I say...
A time to be bothered maybe is better for this. Okay, anyways. Here's my time to hate. So whatever. Let's not waste too much time on that. Because we already did.
I'm just trying to think of other things I do, but anyway, go on.
Okay, I like to play poker. Yeah?
So this is your time to hate.
Yes.
This is a true hate.
Yes.
Poker.
Okay, and then... I play tournaments and regular cash games. This more applies to tournament. Okay?
Okay.
Or... There's cash games where there's a session fee where you pay an amount every half hour.
Okay, that's not good.
$5 to $9 every half hour to play at the casino. Okay?
Okay.
What I hate is when, I guess in a tournament or a time session, or even a cash game in some regard, where time is of the essence.
Time is of the essence.
Someone wants to bet or raise, and they know in their head the amount they want to raise. Say there's an initial bet of $20, and the person wants to raise to $60, as this example, okay?
Does this matter whether it's a limit or no limit?
No. Well, yes, because it does matter, because I'm talking about no limit. In limit, there's only one option to raise, and that's it. So in no limit, where you get to pick an amount,
right,
from whatever to infinity or whatever you have, instead of saying, I'm going to raise to 60, you take your chips and you count out to 60. You don't say, if you said 60, then that's official, and the next person can either call,
right, the action
raise,
continues.
The action continues. But if you don't say 60, and instead you want to make 60, and you want to make two stacks of five, and then add two more, it takes time, and you try to make the five, and then one falls down, you pick it up, and then you want to make the equal pile of five, but it's six, so you take it out, and then you want to make sure... Wait, was
I see
that
where
actually,
you're getting it.
Yeah.
So you're disappointed... You don't like the fact that people waste time by not doing the fastest thing that would
not
make
the fastest
this
thing.
Process
if
continue.
They have an... Sometimes I guess maybe they're thinking when they're doing that, but most of the time they know what they want to raise to or bet.
So now this is just housekeeping
it's slowing down, and that's, I hate that. There you go.
But does it affect you?
Yes, it does affect me, because it'll make the blinds go up sooner.
All right.
And I want as many hands as possible in each blind for me to to do my best.
Right, I see.
Okay. Or in a regular cash game with a session fee, I don't want to play only.
So the thing you hate is people
who know what they want to say, and instead physically try to prepare it, because that wastes time.
Right.
There you go.
But how do you know that they're not just counting things out and like? But this one,
no.
Yeah, 55. Yeah,
I'm saying the ones
60.
That don't do that are the ones I hate. And I think most of them are the ones who don't do that.
Well, I think that's just something you just got to deal with. Is it bad etiquette?
No. It's not officially a poker bad etiquette. Well, it's bad etiquette in a tournament or a session fee to deliberately waste time, right?
Right.
But this is not really an intentional deliberate. It's just they don't like. If they were told instead, just say the amount, they might get into the habit of doing that, and then whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
Whew.
Wow, my whole nerd alert. I don't think we have time for. Oh, let's do a time to joke. It's a time to joke.
Time to joke.
Now, this one is... I was very disappointed that I could not find a good joke today.
Okay.
So I kind of went with, like, one of the worst.
Sure.
Because it didn't say a time to good joke.
I hope it's a pun.
It's not a pun. Well, no, it's not a pun. Is it? You'll tell me after. So it's just a time to joke. By all legal definitions. Ready?
Okay.
What happens when you eat a blackberry?
You take a crackberry?
You get Bluetooth.
How does that make sense? Because blackberries...
Well, there's two meanings.
Give you Bluetooth.
One is technical word blackberry, technical word Bluetooth... Versus literal eating a blackberry will literally give you a blue, maybe a blue or purpley tinge on your tooth.
What was the first part? What happens when you eat a crackberry?
A blackberry. You said crackberry.
What would happen if you eat a crackberry?
What happens when you eat a blackberry? You get Bluetooth. Which I think is...
I still don't understand it, because... Are you talking about the phone?
That's the double meaning.
Okay, let's just go with the phone meaning then.
Okay.
So you're the trying phone to eat not, a mobile phone.
No, no, that's right. No. The joke part, you don't literally eat the phone. You just relate the BlackBerry phone to Bluetooth technology. That's one way.
Yeah, but that's not a joke, then. There's no eating involved of the phone.
But the fact that there's two ways is the joke.
No.
Do you have any parting thoughts?
Did you make that up?
Okay, my parting thought is...
Did you make that joke?
No, it's from the internet. My parting thought is, see you later, schmucks. And what's your parting thought?
Really? We're here already?
Yeah, we're at 1 hour.
Wow, that was fast. Okay, in my society, my parting thought would be right here. My parting thought is...
So wait, in your society, this would be your parting thought, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No, here's my parting thought. I remember now. So what happens, my parting thought is, if you have an idea,
okay,
or you remember something that you're supposed to do...
Right. Do it.
Do it right away. Right away. Or if you can't do it right away, like it's not feasible, you're in a meeting or whatever, make a note to do it.
Like physical?
Like a write a reminder or like a make a calendar appointment or something.
Okay, so as soon
just
as you,
act on it.
As soon as you get your idea or... What was the second part?
You think... Remember something.
Or remember something.
Do.
Either do it or log it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Because... So many times I'd be like, oh yeah, I should do that. And then later, I'll do that when I get over there. And then I'm over there and I forget. And
why'd you go there in the first place?
A day later, I'll be like, oh yeah, I was supposed to do that thing. I'll do that when I go next time I go over. And I won't forget. And it'll go like days like this.
I'm like that a lot with murder.
What?
I'm like that a lot with murder.
Oh.
I forget to commit it and...
Yeah, because also it's like, the other thing is, if you do it right away, like if you have the time, like you're not doing anything, and you're, like if you're just playing a game, or you're just reading a paper or whatever, just do it at that moment.
So your advice is to do not go to meetings.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
See you tomorrow.
Probably not.
Okay. Bye.